97.7, The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It is time on The Rock Station, 97.7, indeed, to talk local music. It is our Grassroots Show here tonight on 97.7 and streaming at 977rocks.com, so you can get it a bunch of different ways and even play it back on demand at 977rocks.com. I'm Bob Cupp from The Rock Station 97.7, joining Mr. Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we are here to set the scene straight, and that is straight to your radio with a lot of great music here tonight. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. We are now deep into 2018 with our second episode of the year. So,
yeah.
On a roll.
And everybody survived the Afterfest, what, 13?
Was it 14?
14. Okay.
Yeah.
In 2018.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Southern Fried Rock Show is the 13th. So that's why I got tripped up there.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, great time. And, yeah, that's coming up real quick. I mean, we're into it. Brand new year. A lot is going to happen here in the coming weeks, of course, with Shady Lady Productions' first official show as far as multi-bands. Of course, the Noble Hops Band is going to be playing later this month. On the 18th, is it, at Recon?
Yeah, this Thursday we'll be at Recon, yeah.
So. It's the 18th already.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, so this Thursday, 7 to 9, out at Recon Brewing, so stop on out.
Stop on out. And then, of course, the Southern Fried Rock Show happening at Peter B's on the 27th. And have you got a great, great lineup for that evening?
Oh, yeah, Doppler Effect, East Coast Turnaround, the Highland Brothers Band, Mo Nelson Band, and the Shiners.
So. Awesome. And gets underway, you're kicking things off at 6 that evening, is that
7,
right?
Yeah, 7 to midnight.
So, okay, so get out there by 6, because you're going to need the seat. So, and, of course, also on the 27th will be our first official Rock Done Right Tour stop as well, go to, is it down in Leechburg?
Yeah, Leechburg, the Marconi Club, yeah. Down in Leechburg, and that's where TJ is holding his second annual Band Geeks for Autism Speaks, and it will be the opening salvo of the Rock Done Right Tour stop 2018.
So. Yeah, getting behind TJ, a good guy who does a lot of great work, and had some great success last year in letting everybody know about Band Geeks for Autism Speaks and the organization Autism Speaks. Raise some money. That's what this event's going to do as well. Who knows, you might even hear not only a little bit of singing, but maybe a little comedy if TJ gets up there.
Yeah, and we're actually going to have him on the show next week, so you can even learn more about that and autism in general.
Fantastic. Something else that is going on down the road, of course, July 13th and 14th is our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and we are not messing around this year because this thing just blew everybody away last year with the trailers pulling in and everybody getting their spots, and we got kicked out of ours.
Yeah, we had a camp down at the end of the damn place.
Because it got so busy, which was great.
Yeah,
were more than happy to do that, but we know that it's going to be just as big, if not bigger, this year, and so we're going to get right on it this year in starting to announce the Band Jam 2018 participants starting this month here.
Yeah, this coming Friday. Make sure you're tuned in to sports around 7:40 in the morning on the Rock Station 97.7. You'll hear Bob give you the rundown on the sports, and then him and Jay will, of course, start debuting the bands for the sixth annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
So mark your calendar, kids. You don't want to miss out on it. July 13th and 14th is the heart of the weekend, and you know, might be some extra tidbits for you to listen to along the way. But last year, the heart of the weekend, we featured 20 bands for $20, a dollar a band, basically, for you to come out and enjoy some great music all weekend long. If you were able to stay, I know a lot of people did last year, reserved their spot, pulled their trailers in, or set up the campsite and stayed for the weekend out at the beautiful Coopers Lake Campground.
We had people from as far away as Washington, and I don't mean Washington County or Washington, D.C. I mean the state of Washington on the West Coast, so it was pretty cool.
Absolutely. So we're trying to grow this not only as a local music event, a local music festival, but something that is basically a tourist attraction for the area because it benefits all kinds, and it allows these bands to reach out their music and their message to people that are outside of even our listening audience here.
Yep. And, of course, it is the flagship event of something we put together surrounding the Band Jam, and that was the Rock Done Right Tour.
Yeah, so we'll be looking forward to talking to you about the Rock Done Right Tour. In fact, we'll talk a little bit more in the last segment about where you can find some of the events coming to a neighborhood near you, because we do try to highlight different events, different things, and a lot of it charity-based many times as well. Yep. Throughout the year. So we're looking forward to another great year. Let's get to the music, because we're going to be visiting with Becky Gallagher, who is one of the members of the band Lo-Fi Delphi, and they have a great new album out. They just released, had a big CD release party a little over a month ago, and have made a lot of noise in the Pittsburgh market with this new album called Tilt. So we'll get to hear some of the cuts from that and listen to Becky tell us a little bit about the band and the album Tilt from Lo-Fi Delphi. But first of all, this segment of our show tonight brought to you by our friends at the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler and Jim Harpel. Last week, you heard the latest song from the band Meat Hook that features Jim. Jim was strictly behind the engineering console for this next song, and it's the second song we've heard from out of the Meat Locker Recording Studio from local musician Gary Burke. We've got a new song from Gary. First one made quite a bit of buzz. Let's see what this one sounds like. It's called Getaway Sticks from Gary Burke the Third.
All right, and I promise some more from these guys in 2018, so I'm going to start living up to that today because I just absolutely love this CD, one of my favorites from last year, one of my favorites in my local music stack, and that's Juvenile Characteristics. And we've been playing Settle Down Like Feathers all along, and it's time to start throwing some other ones in. This is just a great song musically. The structure and the context of it and the content of it, I love it. It's a song called Bound.
We'll do that. Of course, a band that made a lot of noise at last year's Band
Jam.
Yes,
they did.
Still hear people talking about that band named Juvenile Characters or something. So here they are, Gary Burke and Juvenile Characteristics, back-to-back on the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Bikinis bathed with long tan legs. Much obliged, ladies, I'm confessing. My eyes are happy with what they'll see.
he was just a kid with a mind so full of wonder. Back when he knew he could, oh, he was so much younger. So the years rolled quickly by, that twinkle in his eye slowly began to die. Listen when you ask why, oh, why, oh, we're bound by what we know, so it's time.
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock and Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock and Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7. Very excited to have you along for the ride. And very excited to tell you this particular segment, as it is each and every week, is brought to you by our friends at the Rainbow Inn, home of the Man Can Special.
I might need one of those.
I think this winter has been trying on everybody, so thankfully, that's what the Rainbow is there for. It's there for friends, some camaraderie, good beverages, and great food. So stop on by and by Utah. A man can special. He needs one this morning. We're excited to visit with one of the members of the band Lo-Fi Delphi. They are back with us here. And, of course, we pre-record this show, and we are doing this on the day. That's why Utah needs a man can, because it is an outright disaster on the roadways today. And she was planning to be in the studio with us today, but on the phone with us is Becky Gallagher from Lo-Fi Delphi. How you doing, Beck?
Hi, guys.
Good to have you on board here.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, we're here. That's what matters. And you're there. It's just been one of those crazy winters, hasn't it, been so far? But I guess by the sound of your voice, you've survived the bitter cold so far.
I have, yeah. Got a little bit of a something a couple weeks ago, but I'm good now.
You've been very busy. First of all, I have to say congratulations on the new album. It's fantastic, and we're going to talk about that. But also, you've been quite busy in the music circle. I know you get to do a little holiday event every year.
Yeah, this is the third year that I've gotten to do the Hootenanny with WYEP. And yeah, that was awesome, just being able to work with all the different musicians in the Pittsburgh scene. It was great.
Yeah, the Holiday Hootenanny, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was year 10 this year.
Wow, that's awesome. It's great to, you know, hear events like that, and you know, and something that becomes a tradition, a holiday tradition, too, for a lot of people, and puts together a lot of remarkable musicians, and I'm sure you're, you know, feeling blessed to have an opportunity to kind of rub elbows with those folks and, you know, grow as a musician as well.
Exactly. You learn so much just playing different versions of songs and, you know, coming up with different ways to play things, and it's just, it's so much fun. And it's all on the fly. Like, we did all of our practices within, like, a week of the show.
Oh, wow. Of course, Lo-Fi Delphi, you do keyboard playing and lead vocals. Tell us about the other members of the band.
Well, Andrew Belsick, my husband, is the bass player, and Tyler Jessup is our drummer, and Andrew McDonald is guitar and then backing vocals.
And how long have you guys been together?
This lineup, we've been together for about 2.5 years now. We had a previous guitar player, and the band all together as Lo-Fi Delphi has been together for almost 4 years.
And I will say this, you get the Grassroots Accolades Award for Best Packaged Materials when it comes to your CDs. In that short period of time, you guys have been ultra creative with not only the packaging, but just the designs for your CDs.
Oh, well, thank you. Both of the previous albums were done by our drummer's wife, Morgan. She put all the artwork together, and then we worked with our friend Ian from the Park Plan to do the artwork on this album, Tilt.
It is called Tilt, and you have some interesting connections to pinball machines in your life, and obviously this is kind of a tribute to that, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. My dad grew up with pinball machines with his grandfather, and he bought and sold and fixed games all over the place. So they've always been in my house. I've always kind of been inspired by the artwork of pinball machines. I have a pinball tattoo, so it just kind of worked out really well for us.
Now, wait a minute. I think you said your dad grew up?
you know, kind of.
Well, Becky, I'm trying to remember now. Is this your second or third appearance on our show?
I think this is the second, because I think we were, Andrew and I were up for the release of Always the Quiet One last year.
We've had her dad on about three or four times.
Well, I was going to say, so you combine that together, and the Gallaghers have been the most frequent guests on our show, so.
I'll take it.
Well, anytime we have an emergency where we need a guest because of a cancellation or whatever, the go-to person is Pat, because we know, you know, he can talk for an hour and fill our show up. So.
No, he's totally knowledgeable on so many things.
Yeah, really neat tribute, though. I mean, just the connection and you know, the imaging that you have on this CD, right down to even the way the songs are listed on the back. That's a really cool idea, how you put together Tilt, and you even have a song, which is the title track. Was that part of the package? Did you go into this thinking, all right, we're going to do an album cover that's surrounding pinball machines, and we're going to include a song, or did the song come? How did that play out?
funny enough, it wasn't even my idea to write a pinball kind of themed EP. It was Andrew, our guitar player. He thought Tilt was a great name for an EP, so we had a couple songs floating around. Buck, we've been playing for a long time, and Aim Shoot has been around for about a year and a half as well. But Phone and Joy and then Tilt were written specifically for this EP because we kind of wanted to write the poppiest, catchiest songs we could come up with, and then we did want to write the title track to the album that had to do with pinball. So the song kind of mimics playing a game of pinball with the beginning of it kind of like pulling the plunger back and releasing the ball when the guitar kicks in or when the band kicks in on Tilt. And then the pre-chorus, we were thinking like when the ball is bouncing back and forth down by the flippers. And then the chorus is kind of being like playing the game and really focused in to what's going on. So we thought about it a lot and just kind of tried to put that out there in the song.
That is awesome. Now, I'm curious, your songwriting with the band members, somebody comes to the table with an idea, do you all kind of sit down with pen and paper and hash it out, or do you grab the instruments and, you know, you start playing the keys and it all comes together? I mean, how does the songwriting process happen in Lo-Fi Delphi?
Typically, someone will come with a part, and then we go from there. So with Phone, Andy came with the chorus, and then I put together most of the other musical parts, and we, you know, fleshed it out all together, making the parts all fit. I write all of the lyrics and the melody for all of the songs. And then Tilt, Andy, and I wrote together completely. We sat in the basement and just, like, threw ideas back and forth until we kind of came up with all the parts and then figured out how to make them all work. And then Andrew and Tyler, I mean, they're a really solid rhythm section, so they always come up with just, like, really cool stuff to make it interesting.
It is the five-song disc from Lo-Fi Delphi. The title track is called Tilt. The album is called Tilt. We're going to get into the first track here. Why don't we play a cut and we'll continue our conversation with Becky Gallagher, who is the lead vocalist and keyboard player for Lo-Fi Delphi. You're going to do the song Phone for us. Could you give us a little background as far as what's the details, the nuts and bolts of Phone?
Phone, I mean, is just, if you listen to the lyrics, it's just someone waiting by the phone, like, wondering why someone's not calling or holding up their end of the bargain in a relationship, I think. The song itself, we wanted to just be super poppy and Weezer-ish, and I think that we kind of nailed it.
Let's give it a listen. It's Phone. It's Lo-Fi Delphi here tonight on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
And I'll wait by the phone. It's so stupid. Game's don't feel the
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Rose's Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Streaming as well, 977rocks.com. And don't forget, you can always find the shows archived at 977rocks.com on demand, or right to your streaming device, however you need to get to it. You can capture it and re-listen to it many, many times over again. We're visiting with Becky Gallagher from Lo-Fi Delphi. This segment is brought to you by Bros' Superette, where they are high on the hill and right on the price, the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, for some great meats and even menu ideas or just simply a lunch. Stop up and see our friends at Bros' Superette, supporting local music here tonight on the Grassroots Show. Becky Gallagher with us, and we just heard the song Buck. And Becky, if you could give us a little background on that song. That's a song we played here before on the Grassroots Show.
Yeah, I got to catch that the first time that you guys played it a few weeks ago. That was really awesome to hear us on the radio. I think you guys are the only station that I've caught our songs being played on, which is always super exciting, so thank you for that. So Buck was a song, or is a song, that we've been playing for a while now. It actually didn't make the cut on Always the Quiet Ones because it didn't quite fit what that EP was going for. But it was written by our previous guitar player. He wrote the lyrics and melody for it, and then our drummer, Tyler, was the one who wrote the verse. Yeah, it's just a fun little pop rock song that we really like playing. I love the harmonies on it and the recording. When we were working with Jay Vega doing the recording process, he came up with some really great ideas for harmonies, and I think that they just sound awesome on the song.
You know, I think maybe a testament to how you guys have grown, and very quickly as a band, and the capture that you are resonating to people. You mentioned radio stations. I mean, you guys have had some great success getting, and not just us here at the Grassroots Show, you know, kind of sounding off about you, and in particular, you know, I was really blown away. I picked up the, you know, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette the one day, and there's Lo-Fi Delphi and Becky Gallagher being talked about. Of course, they interviewed your husband during that, but you know, this album obviously has made an impact with a lot of people. It's got to feel good.
It feels really good to have the support of the scene and the city, and just, you know, feeling the love, because we put a lot of work into this and we really wanted to get this into as many people's ears as we could. We really believed in our songs, and, you know, we really wanted people to hear it. So we put out as much positivity as we could about it, and, you know, knocked on people's doors and ears and emails and everything else, just trying to get people to pay attention. And I feel like we did get a lot of good press about it.
That's awesome. And I say that with all due respect, because you know, not a lot of stations will go to different groups and play. It seems to be a select few that they kind of dive into in the Pittsburgh market. And, you know, that's always good to see that you've made some noise, especially quickly when an album is coming out. Tell us about the recording process. Where did you go? Who did you put this together with?
So we went to Jay Vega again up at Wilderness Studio in Zelianople. We worked with him for Always the Quiet Ones, and we definitely wanted to go back after the amazing experience that we had there. Jay just has amazing ideas, and he knows how to pull it off. we sent him the songs ahead of time, so he had some time to kind of digest them before we went into the studio. And we sat down for a pre-production meeting with him, and he just had all these great ideas for harmonies. So we did kind of like a Donny Iris Cars sort of vocal stacking harmony on most songs. I think all of the songs actually had bits and pieces here and there. But we actually had myself and Andy doing the main lead vocals, and then Andy just doing the harmonies. And then me and then my friend Maura Jacobs, who is in the band Action Camp, and I'm in a second band with her called Garter Shake. And then my friend Jess Klein did vocal harmonies, where we would sing one note, and then we would stack that harmony. We'd do it like 10 times, and then we'd pick another note, and we'd sing that a few times. And so Jay just had this amazing amount of vocal harmonies to work with, and he placed them perfectly, I feel like. I think it's probably the coolest part of the EP, to be honest.
The Lo-Fi Delphi Jay Vega wall of sound, if you will, huh?
Exactly.
That's awesome. How long did the process take for you to get this all recorded and get it on the streets?
So we started actual recording at the end of July, and I believe that we were finished by the beginning of September or middle of September. We didn't go like every weekend or anything like that, but mm-hmm. we probably went, I don't know, maybe 8 different studio sessions with him before everything was finished.
That's very cool. And then, of course, you had the big release just a little over a month ago. It's got to be exciting to have a CD release party as a band and you know, feel the love from that as well and have a great turnout.
Oh, it was so much fun. We got, like, all of our best friends there in one way or another. We had the band Essential Machine open the show, and then our friends in the telephone line, and then Recluse was the direct support right before we started playing. We got our friends at Starport Arcade down in Morgantown to donate a pinball machine for the evening. We then donated the proceeds from that pinball machine to the group Extra Life, who donates money to children's hospitals. And it was so much fun. Like, everyone came, we had a blast. And, oh my gosh, it was just great.
Well, I know your dad was raving about the pinball machine that was coming in, and he felt that was no small opportunity for that to be there and for that to be brought up like that. I mean, I think that, you know, that's what he impressed upon me was, wow, you know, you guys are making some noise for people to want to be able to come up and do that and be a part of the CD release party.
Yeah, we tried to just make it more of an event than just the CD release party because, I mean, the more the merrier, and like if we got the brandest newest machine. It was the Guardians of the Galaxy machine that had just come out, so it was the first one in Pittsburgh, so we were able to play off of that too. If people wanted to come play it first, that was the place to be.
That's awesome. That is very cool.
Yeah.
Becky Gallagher joining us from Lo-Fi Delphi. So what's the band up to? Where can they see you? Where can people get a hold of this awesome Tilt album from Lo-Fi Delphi?
Well, Tilt is available on all the major outlets, so we're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Music, I think is what it's called. We have a Bandcamp you can buy the album from. All of our social media is Lo-Fi Delphi Music, so Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And if you wanted to, you can message us on Facebook and we can send you a physical album as well.
Yes, there are many of us that love that physical in-hand product here on the Grassroots Show. So, and it's L-O-F-I Delphi, D-L-P-H-I. I know you told us this before, at least told Utah and I that, but I've got to ask you where the name came from again, because there's a neat story.
Our previous guitar player actually came up with it. He was a writer, and he really liked the Oracle of Delphi, so we kind of just matched the word lo-fi with it because it rhymed and it sounded cool together. There was a joke actually when we were recording with Jay that he was like, you guys are going to need to change your name because this is the highest fi album that I think I've ever made, so it doesn't really fit anymore.
There you go, Hi-Fi Delphi.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it goes back to your first album, obviously, with your previous guitarist, but the great packaging on that and kind of the look back in the day of the Victrola and RCA Records with Victor, the name of that album. So just thought that was such a cool connection. So, but hey, Becky, first and foremost, to you and everyone in the band, congratulations on such an awesome album. This is a fun album to listen to, a lot of diversity to it, and I think it's just amazing to see. You know, I always thought The Quiet Ones was such a cool album, and you've really progressed the band to this point in Tilton, and I think it really shows it.
Thank you so much. We're just trying to keep growing and moving forward and coming up with new sounds, and you know, just trying to be better all the time and keeping it interesting.
Well, it certainly has kept it interesting. You told us about Tilt. We're going to play we kicked off the show with Phone and then followed up with Buck, and we'll wrap up with Tilt. But we have another song from the album called Enjoy. Could you give us a little background on that? That was the second cut from the new disc.
Yeah. Enjoy is a little bit of a departure, I think, from most of the songs that we've ever written, because it's more synth-focused, it's a little dark, but also in the chorus it picks up and is, you know, pretty positive sounding. That came together in the studio mostly. I mean, we had been playing it live for a few months, but once we got in there, Jay had some ideas with different parts that just kind of layer in, and then there's like a callback on the vocal melody in the chorus that he had come up with. It really came together in the studio, and that was my most favorite song afterwards to listen to, because it was just so different than what we had been hearing when we played it live. And we made adjustments and we play it closer to how it sounds on the album now, just because we're so proud of it, and it's so fun.
Well, it's a great album, and we appreciate you visiting with us here this evening on the Grassroots Show. Becky Gallagher, this album is called Tilt, the new CD from Lo-Fi Delphi. And Beck, best of luck here in the new year of 2018.
Thank you so much, Bob and Utah. This has been awesome, and thank you for supporting local music.
Sit back and enjoy right now a cut from Tilt and Lo-Fi Delphi on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Things I've done, desire fell the same. Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's Rock Downright Tour time, and here in January, you'll want to head on Saturday, January 27th, to the William Marconi Club on River Avenue in Leechburg from 6 to 11 p.m. for the annual Band Geeks for Autism Speaks 2018. Be sure to tune in next week on the Grassroots Show for more information on that fabulous event. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, where you're going to get yourself over to Recon Brewing in Sutter Township, Butler County, Thursday night, January 18th, the Noble Hops Band will be there for your music and beer drinking enjoyment. On Saturday, January 27th, it's the Southern Fried Rock Show at Peter B's, presented by Shady Lady Productions, featuring Doppler Effect, East Coast Turnaround, The Shiners, the Highland Brothers Band, and the Mo Nelson Band. Then on Saturday, February 10th, it's back to the Rock Done Right Tour, and the stop in February will be the Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's, featuring Skell, Lions in America, Dragline, and more. Stay tuned for more on that. On March 10th, it's Ryan's Run. It's the Rock Down Right Tour stop for March and the annual event held at the Vagabond Center in Lindora. And on March 17th, it's St. Patrick's Day Brutality. More information to come. Presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. Thanks to Becky Gallagher joining us from Lo-Fi Delphi, and thanks to you, the listener, for tuning in and making our show, helping our show exist for yet another year here in 2018. And, of course, this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. We have the Rock Done Right Tour on the topic, and, of course, this Friday, tune in because, much to the surprise of Bob and Utah, we will reveal our first participant in the Band Jam 2018 as we finalize our list and find out who wins the coin flip or the arm wrestling match.
Boy, that's harder than the Grassies anymore, is getting that lineup together. It's so hard because there's so much talent, and you know, I wish we could just do everybody, but we can't.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we've mentioned, a lot goes into making sure that we've not only got a great lineup, but people that are going to support the show as well as we continue to grow it. Because last year was sort of our breakthrough year, and we can't go backward now. We've got to continue to keep that trajectory going forward.
Everybody's got to have skin in the game, and they got to be on board with what we're trying to do. And that's kind of what we've got to do. It's business.
Yes.
As we discussed last week's episode, it's business still at the end of the day.
Yes, we did. We took that that comment from Brian Drusky and are going to make sure that it happens for the Band Jam as well. Not that it hasn't in the past, but we know there's a lot of people that want to be a part of it, and we appreciate you banging on the door. And we encourage you to do that, because that's how you get your music heard, too, and that's what you have to do. If you're going to bang on the door, obviously you've got to sell yourself, and that's part of business. Whether you're a band, whether you're a musician.
Whether you're selling toilets.
Exactly.
Shower curtain rings.
Yeah, exactly. So we're excited to have, I guess you could say, to be in this position, that it is such a struggle to not only, I mean, obviously we take the Grassy Award very seriously, but we also take the lineup very seriously, so that when the people are paying to come and those that are staying for the weekend, you know, they're walking out of this place going, yeah, these guys have been talking about the best bang for your buck is local music in the entertainment scene, and they mean it.
Yeah, I agree 100%, and we do. You said it. We take it very seriously, and it's very time-consuming and hard for us to do, but We give it our best shot.
Yep. Well, we're going to try to do the best we can for all of you out there so that we all enjoy what's going on and everybody gets a lot of great exposure. And, of course, we've got our Rock Down Night Tour starting here in January. It'll continue in February with a great lineup that you've put together for the Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's in Sarver.
Yeah, we're still working that out, but it's for sure you're going to be able to see Skell. You're going to be able to see Lions in America. And Dragline, who's back in action again. So cool. These guys are just fun to watch. I mean, it's just an incredible lineup already. So really looking forward to it. And hopefully we have a couple more surprises for you. So.
Okay. Well, I can imagine with just even mentioning the three bands there, there's going to be a lot of energy in the room that night. And, of course, Peter B's great supporters of the local music scene. We love giving back to them as well because they are a true showcase for local music out there. Ryan's Run will be coming up at the Vagabonds in Lindora. If you want to circle your calendar, it'll be in exactly a month after that, March 10th, and the lineup will be announced down the road. But what a great event they do at Ryan's Run every year.
Yeah, and you'd mentioned how many of these stops are charitable ones, and this is one that the Ryan's Run committee does for the Butler County Special Olympics. And not only do they just bring great awareness and really help this organization out, but they raise a lot of money too. Yeah. And it's one of the premier events in the area. So I really recommend you check it out.
And of course, we have stops already planned for the rest of the year. We'll have more details coming out down the road. But April 7th, working with Drusky and Shady Lady Productions to put something on down at the RIDC Park down off 28. An American Legion benefit in May. We'll have the Band Jam, obviously, the highlight in July. Corbri Woodstock coming up, Zilly on tap, and three or four more.
Yep.
So looking for a great year of the Rock Down.
It's
right
going to be
again.
A good one.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap up the show here tonight with... You played the final cut, for now maybe, from Tarachan Sky, the last song that we have to debut from them, because obviously the members have gone their separate ways and are doing some solo stuff, just like the Beatles did one time. And we'll see what happens down the road, but we've got something from Jake Parks, who he's got that southern hard rock, bluesy kind of style, and he's really been diving into some bluesy sounds, I think, and maybe that's one of the key reasons why he's felt the need to kind of branch out himself too. And we've got a song called Funky Blues. This is the former guitarist of Tarachan Sky, Mr. Jake Parks.
All right, and I say we follow that up and take the show out tonight with one of the crowd favorites from coming up on 13 years of Southern Fried Rock shows, and that's East Coast Turnaround. And they're going to be on the bill again this year. And a cool little ditty called Love, Life, and Murder.
And we'll see you again next week, Sunday nights at 7. It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM, and streaming as well, 977rocks.com. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Is it too late to wish someone a Happy New Year? Not if you're doing it from the all-new 2018 Honda Accord. Driving this car every day feels like New Year's. Come get a better deal on yours today at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7.
Tonight. won't survive. See the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like a game, if you lose, go to jail. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
Lay your hands on me. you gotta do.